சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 7 ஸ்லோகா 16. சதுர்விதா பஜந்தே மாம் ஜனா சுக்ருதினோர்ஜுன ஆர்த்தோ ஜிஜ்ஞாசுரர்த்தார்த்தீ ஜ்ஞானி ச பரதர்ஷபம். Having given the description of Ishvara Swarupam, which is a mixture of Para Prakriti and Apara Prakriti, hey Arjuna, I the Ishvara am a mixture of higher and lower nature. My higher nature is free from attributes, free from change, it is real, satyam. At the same time, my lower nature, that is maya, which is known as apara prakriti, is anityam, mithya. It is always changing. It has got lot of attributes. My apara prakriti is visible. I, the apara prakriti, am invisible. Higher nature, para prakriti, is invisible. You cannot see with your eyes. Whereas my lower nature, everyone can see. Everyone can experience. These are the descriptions given by the Lord about His own nature. I am of the nature of higher and lower. My higher nature has got these characteristics. My lower nature has got these characteristics. And this mixture alone is called Ishvara Swarupam. And higher nature, my higher nature, no one can see. My lower nature, everyone can see in one form or other. Having said this, duṣkṛtinaha, evil-minded people, the people who does all evil actions, they can never understand my higher nature or lower nature also. Jnana means knowledge about lower nature. Vijnanam means knowledge about higher nature. Paraprakriti jnanam is vijnanam, aparoksha jnanam. Aparaprakriti jnanam, paroksha jnanam is jnanam. What is the title of this chapter? Jnana Vijnana Yoga. Half which text? Bhagavad Gita. Where it comes? Mahabharata. Who wrote Mahabharata? I am preparing you for quiz. Okay. So, this Jnana Vijnana Yoga, Bhagavan is giving the description of His own nature. Unfortunately, Arjuna, many people do not know my nature. Why? Duṣkṛtinaha. In the previous shloka, he said, 15th shloka. Having said that, whereas there are some people, duṣkṛtinaha means irreligious people in artham. Irreligious people. Those who do not have belief in God. Nāstikāha. Nāstikāha. Duṣkṛtinaha. They never know my nature. Duṣkṛtino mūḍhāha. Mām. Narādha, they are called Narādha Māha. See, Naradhamaha means what? Inferior among human beings. They are human beings only, but the inferior most people, they are, they never respect me, they never believe in me. Vaina mayaya apahrita chetasaha, their intellect, their mind is captured by maya. They are deluded by maya. Their mind is carried away by maya, means these worldly pleasures, worldly enjoyments. They give more importance whatever is visible. Lot of things they do, galata time and artham. Kavo, pivo, maja karo. That is the asuram bhavam asritaha. Asuram means asushu ramante iti asuraha. Asushu means sense pleasures, indriyams. Sense organs are called asuhu. Who revel in sense pleasures, they are called asuraha. Asuraha, asuraha eva asuraha. Asuraha means those who are always indulging in sense pleasures. One sense pleasure or other, they always talk about that only, enjoy in that only, and future plans also for that only. Asuram bhavam, their nature is always towards sense pleasures. No discipline, no anushthanam, no puja, no bhakti at all in their life. In one word, nastikaha. Now, other group of two categories in the whole humanity. One group is nastikaha. First two bifurcations, two classifications. Whole humanity you take, nastikaha and astikaha, two groups. Nastikaha, naradhamaha. Asuraha or asuraha. Whereas there is another group, Arjuna, that group is known as astikaha. Astikaha means religious people, those who have the belief in the Lord, who has got a belief in the Lord. Bhagavan exists, Bhagavan created the world, Bhagavan is the karma phala data. Bhagavan is the well-wisher. Bhagavan is Karunamayaha. Like that, they have trust in God. They are called religious people. Even though they are materialistic, religiously materialistic people are there, but religious. They are religious. Bhakti is there, astikaha. So, nastika group, astika group. Astika group means bhaktas. Now, in this astika group also, there are four types. That's what he is giving here in this 16th shloka. In astika group, there are four types. Four types of bhaktas. All are bhaktas only, all are devotees of God. But there also gradation is there, variation is there. Four types of bhaktas. And bhaktas having what? Bhakti. Bhaktas are having bhakti. Why they are called bhaktas? Bhakti asya asti iti bhaktaha. The one who has got bhakti is called bhakta. Four types of bhaktas are there, means what? Four levels of bhakti is also there. When there are four types of bhaktas, each bhaktas devotion, bhakti is different. So, four levels of bhakti is also there. In four types of bhaktas. That's what he says. Now, first one, that's classification. Chaturvidha bhajante maam. Maam, me. Janaha. Janaha means astikaha. Bhaktaha. Religious people. Maam bhajante, they worship me. They have devotion towards me. How they worship me? Chaturvidha, four ways, four levels. Even one bhakta you can take four levels, or four different people also you can take. I will tell you how is it possible. Chaturvidha means four. Chatur means four. Vidha means types. Four types of bhaktas worship me. Who are they? Sukritinaha. To vyavrityartham. Previous shloka he said dushkritinaha. So, who are not dushkritinaha? They are called sukritinaha. Sukritinaha means those who perform all noble actions. All noble actions. Always taking care of temples, taking care of schools, taking care of hospitals, taking care of humanity, performing panchamaha yajnas, doing lot of danam, doing lot of service to the temple, to mahatmas and to other people. They are called what? Sukritinaha. Like you people. Who are sukritinaha? All of you are sukritinaha. Doing lot of good things. Sukritinaha, they are four types. Artaha, number one. Number two, jignasuhu. Jignasuhu. Then, third one, artharthi. In the sloka format, I am giving. Artharthi, third one. Fourth one is jnani. Jnani. For meter's sake, Bhagavan is giving in this order. But real original order is, you write down now. Artaha, Artharthi, Jignasu, Jnani. Level wise if you see, this is the order. Artaha, Artharthi, Jignasu, Jnani. Hey Bharatarshabha, first line he is calling as Arjuna. Now Bharatarshabha. Rundu line lani rundu pere vetti kupurar Bhagavan. Thungade, irukkara ore student. You are only student to me. 11 to 12 o'clock if you come, doze off. And Arjuna is alone one student for Krishna there. Therefore he is calling always by name. Arjuna, Bharatarshabha. What do you mean by Artaha? Artaha means crisis bhakta ani peru. The one who worship the Lord, who remembers the Lord at the time of crisis. In adverse situation, he calls the Lord, he remembers the Lord. Crisis bhakta. Dukkha nivrityartham bhakti hina. To come out of sorrow. I am in a crisis now. I am in a trivial situation. Either financial problem or health problem or my family members, anybody is having problem. So crisis bhakta dukkha nivrityartham bhakti hi, to come out of sorrow. That is called artaha anartha. Artha bhakti hi anartha. Number one. Number two, arthaarthi bhakti anartha. Artha arthi means, artha means wealth. Arthi means the one who is desirous of. Artha means wealth. If you are writing in Tamil, carefully you write. Tatha, second tha, artha. Artha you don't write. Artha, arthi. The desirer of wealth is called artha arthi. Any type of wealth. Artha arthi means sukhaarthi an artham. That dukkha nivrityartham bhakti hi artha bhakti. Sukha praptyartham, bhoga praptyartham bhakti hi. When he wants money, when he wants to buy a land, when he wants to get a house, when he wants to get children, when he wants to get this and that wealth, he is called arthaarthi. அப்போதான் பகவானே ஞாபகம் வருவான். அர்த்தார்த்தி, சுகார்த்தி இஸ் கால் அர்த்தார்த்தி. தேர்ட் ஒன், செகண்ட் ஒன், தேர்ட் ஒன் இஸ் ஜிக்னாசு பக்தா. ஜிக்னாசு மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞாத்தும் இச்சா, ஜிக்னாசா. ஜ்ஞாத்தும் இச்சா மீன்ஸ் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் நோயிங். The one who has got a desire to know the Lord, Bhagavan's real nature, I want to get moksha,
ದೈವ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ಕಾರಂ ಭಗವತ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತಿ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು. ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸ ಅಸ್ಯ ಅಸ್ತಿ ಇತಿ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪಾದಂ ಅಡಯಣು, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಎಟೈನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ಸ್ ಫೀಟ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್, ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು. ಥರ್ಡ್ ಒನ್. ದೆನ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಸೀಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಒನ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್, ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂಲೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್. ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತನಿಗೆ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಇನ್ ಕ್ರೈಸಿಸ್. ಫಾರ್ ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್. ಫಾರ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತನ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್, ಬಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಅಲ್ಟಿಮೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ವಾಟ್? ಭಗವಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ, ನಾಟ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್, ನಾಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್, ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಹೀ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ದೆನ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಒನ್, ಹೀ ನೆವರ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ, ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಭಗವಾನ್. ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಜ್ಞಾನೀ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಿ. ನಿನ್ನ ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಿಗೆ ಎ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಾಸನ್ನ ಷಣ್ಣ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣ ಅನ್. ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಾಸ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಿ ಸಮ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಓಕೆ, ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತ, ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಥಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ಲಿಟಲ್ ಬಿಟ್. ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆರ್ತತ್ರಾಣ ಪರಾಯಣಸ್ಸ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ಮೇ ಗತಿ. ನಾರಾಯಣ ಎಲ್ಲಿ ಗತಿ ಫರ್ ಮೀ? ನನ್ ಆರ್ತತ್ರಾಣ ಪರಾಯಣಸ್ಸ ಭಗವಾನ್ ನಾರಾಯಣೋ ಮೇ ಗತಿ. ಮೈ ಗತಿ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ. ವೈನ ಅವರ ಆರ್ತತ್ರಾಣ ಪರಾಯಣ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ತಭಕ್ತಾಸ್. ದಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ರನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಾಧಭಯ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಸಮಯಾತ್ ಆರ್ತಾರ್ತಿ ನಿರ್ವಾಪಣ. ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯಾತ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾಷನ್ ಹಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್. ಅಭಯ ಪ್ರಧಾನ, ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಭಯ ವೆನ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್. ಸಮಯಾತ್ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್. ಆರ್ತ ಆರ್ತಿ ನಿರ್ವಾಪಣ, ಹಿ ವನ್ he removes aarti, means what? My pain, my sorrow. Then he says audaryat agashoshanat aganita shreyah padah prapanat. Bhagavan comes to give shreyas to me, shreyah prapanat agashoshanat audaryat. Audaryam, because of compassion he comes to protect me. Then he say shreya pada prapanad sevya shripati reka eva jagatam santyatra shat sakshinah. What is the proof for that? Bhagavan will come and protect when we are in adverse situation. What is the proof? The proof, sevya shripati eka eva jagatam. Jagatam, in this universe, ಸೇವ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ, ಹೂ ಎವರ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಸರ್ವ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಿಟ್. ಸೇವ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ ಏಕ ಏವ ಜಗತಾಂ ಸಂತಿ ಅತ್ರ ಷಣ್ಣ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣ. ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಅವೈಲಬಲ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಎವಿಡೆಂಟ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇವ್ಡ್ ದೆಮ್, ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎವಿಡೆನ್ಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ worship Bhagavan. Who are all they?
Prahladascha Vibhishanascha Harirat Panchalya Halya Dhruvaha.
Those six are Prahladaha. Prahlada is a Artha Bhakta. Always Bhagavan Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Hiranyakashipu, father comes, always troubles his son. And Narayana protects. So, Prahlada is a Artha Bhakta. Whenever he calls, Narayana runs there. In Prahlada Charitram it comes. Then second one is what? Vibhishana. Vibhishana, once he came from the enemy's camp, from Ravana's camp, he came. And Sharanagati, hey Rama, Sharanam. You are only my shelter. Then Lakshmana said, no, 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 don't give shelter to him. He is brother of Ravana. Say no to him. Then Rama said, I cannot. I am helpless when anyone comes in distress and asks me, please help me, protect me. I have to give abhaya pradam. Bhayapadade ena chullida aahanum Lakshmana vere vali illa enna. Then he embraced Vibhishana. Rama embraced Vibhishana. So Vibhishana is so happy. Prahlada, Vibhishana. Then third, Harirat, Gajendra. When Gajendra, a devata, was in because of Shapam, he became a Gajendra, elephant, Harirat. That Gajendra called Narayana. Then Narayana came. Gajendra was also in distress. That time he protected him. Then Panchali. You know Panchali? Panchali, I don't want to say, tell that name. Secret, no. I cannot say because this is not quiz class. Okay. Panchali means Draupadi. Panchabhartrika Panchali. When Dushyasana pulling her sari, her five husbands are not able to protect her. Bhishma couldn't protect her. Drona, no one able to protect her. She called Bhagavan, hey Krishna. Then Bhagavan just protected her. Panchali. Then who is the fifth one? Ahalya. Ahalya also got Shapam. Shapa Vimochanam only by, through Rama only she got. So she protected her, saved her. And Ahalya. Then Dhruvaha. Dhruva also was in distress. Refuted by his father and stepmother. And therefore Dhruva also was in aarti. And he called Bhagavan, gave darshanam with Shankha Chakra Gada. Dhruvanik Bhagavan Vishnu in darshanam kudutar. So, sakshina, shat shakshina. Therefore, artha bhaktas were all taken care of by the Lord when they are in distress. Artharthi bhakti enna chollave venda, adhi namak theriyum swamini. Artharthi enna, the person who always keep Dhanalakshmi with a pot of coins and the photopathered of Dhanalakshmi. That is why whenever I ask Lakshmi Stotram, without book everyone chants. Na Sharada Stotram chunna, thedinde irupa. First line kuda varadu. Namaste stu maha maye shri peethe sura poojite gada 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 chulliduva. That itself is the sign. Many people are artharthi. ఏ సరస్వతి స్తోత్రం వరామని లక్ష్మీ స్తోత్రం మాత్రం ఎప్పుడు వందదన్న అంత అమ్మాడు ధనలక్ష్మి ఈవెన్ కీడు ఉక్కారమా చైర్ పోట్టు బిజినెస్ పండుగ ఎలా ఎన్న పండుగ తెలియమో ఇంత బిజినెస్ షాప్స్లో బ్యాంక్స్లో వేరెవర్ దే ఆర్ క్యాష్ బాక్స్ ఇంత మేల అవర్ లక్ష్మి ఫోటో ఇరుకం అంత లక్ష్మి ఫోటో కూడా ఎప్పుడు ఇరుకు తెలియమో నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ లక్ష్మి విత్ ఎ పాట్ సిల్వర్ అన్నా గోల్డెన్ పాట్ అండ్ ద coins inside in the Namakana Prayajanam. It has to fall. And the Ange fall in a picture like a keel of wind in the Kunapo. Namatalamela, Vendila, Ange, Patanam, Panam, Panam, Panam. And the Madri photo Irkum. Kandipa Puja Rumla Irkano. Wherever they sit, they keep. You go and see the shops. they keep like that. Why? Kaseda kadavulada. Dharam moolam idam jagat. Money is required. Vendanu solala. You require health, you require money, you require shelter. They are basic needs. You require, very much required. You cannot talk Vedanta without food, without shelter, without clothes. I cannot teach Vedanta. You are Brahman, anna. Po anu solliduvar. First stomach must be filled. I must have shelter and clothing. Then okay, Vedanta nalla sollunga kottite irpon. Adha artha kama also very important. But that is not only the life. Clear? So artharthi means, see this children also, exam time, you see the temple so rush. Archana pandunga, archana pandunga. Enna perla archana pandunga, enna public exam. Any exam for that matter, temples are heavy rush. What? Artharthi. Maximum people are artha bhaktas or artharthi bhaktas. Tyagaraja was artha bhakta. Mirabai was artha bhakta. Many bhaktas were artha bhaktas, and many modern people are artharthi bhaktas. Many modern people are artharthi bhaktas. Ipo namma endha type ane poonichukonu adukada namma endha category la irukom ana sari jignasu bhakta is one. Bhagavan is sadhyam, Bhagavan is sadhanam. First two type of people kandi, Bhagavan is sadhanam. Only a means to come out of sorrow. Bhagavan, I use Bhagavan for some time until I come out of sorrow. And I use Bhagavan until I get money, 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 wealth. But therefore Bhagavan is a means for them, or sadhanam madri. Making use of God to get something. Bhagavan is sadhanam, they want money or they want to come out of sorrow is sadhyam. That is their goal. Are you following? That is the goal for them. Whereas jignasu bhaktanike, Bhagavan is the goal. How to get Bhagavan? Bhagavan, through Bhagavan only he want. Bhagavan, you help me. I want you. No, Bhagavan alone is the goal. Bhagavan alone is the means. Sadhanam Bhagavaneda, sadhyam Bhagavaneda. Whereas artha artharthi bhaktas ki sadhanam vandi vere, sadhyam vandi vere, sadhanam vandi Bhagavan. Anna, enna artham theriyuma? Bhagavan ni oru vehicle madri use pannikrom. ஒரு இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் பகவானே ஒரு இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட் மாதிரி யூஸ் பண்ணிக்கிறோம் அப்புறம் நெக்ஸ்ட் மே மந்த்துக்கு மறுபடியும் எக்ஸாம் டைமில் அவள் கூப்பிடுறேன் அப்போதான் அர்ச்சனை உனக்கு ஆர் சம் அதர் எனி வெஞ்சர் வென் யூ ஆர் ஸ்டார்டிங் யூ வர்ஷிப் பகவான் அண்ட் டூ லாட் ஆஃப் பூஜா அண்ட் ஆல் எகெயின் இஃப் ஐ கெட் சக்ஸஸ் இன் தி பிஸ்னஸ் அகெயின் ஐ வில் டூ பூஜா அன்டில் தட் டைம் யூ வெயிட்டுன்னு நீங்கள் எல்லாம் நான் நினைச்சின ப்ராஃபிட் வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் தான் உனக்கு எகெயின் பூஜா இதெல்லாம் முன்னாடி சொல்லி வச்சிட்ற பகவான்கிட்ட அந்த சங்கல்பத்திலே சாதனம் பகவான் சாத்தியம் இஸ் சம்திங் ஃபார் தேர் செல்ஃபிஷ் எண்ட்ஸ் ஜிக்னாசு பக்தா நோ செல்ஃபிஷ்னஸ் பகவான் எலோன் ஐ வாண்ட் த்ரூ பகவான் ஓன்லி பகவானே தான் சாதனம் பகவானே சாத்தியம் வாட் அபவுட் ஜ்ஞானி பக்தா இவனுக்கு சாதனம் சாதனம் தானே தான் இங்கே சாதனமும் இல்லை சாத்தியமும் இல்லை என்ன பகவான் இஸ் நாட் எ திங் டு பி அக்காம்ப்ளிஷ் பகவான் இஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் மை ரியல் நேச்சர் ஹி ரிகக்னைஸ் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஜ்ஞானி ஆத்ம ஜ்ஞானி பகவான்ஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர் இஸ் ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் ஸோ தேர் ஃபார் அர்த்தார்த்தி இஸ் தனகாமி ஆர்த்த பக்தா இஸ் துக்க நிவத்தி artham he is worshipping bhagavan jignasu bhakta is called karma yogi inner karma yogi gnani bhakta is of course a gnani who is in gnana yoga so this is about they are called now what is the category four levels of bhaktas types over now how can you see four levels na Artha Artharthi Bhaktas comes under Mandha Bhaktas, inferior Bhaktas. Na Sholala, Krishna Sholala Purar, next shlokal. Okay. Artha Artharthi, first two types of Bhaktas are, their Bhakti is Mandha Bhakti, inferior Bhakti, lowest Bhakti. Jignasu Bhakti is Madhyama Bhakti. Jignasu Bhakti is, the third one is Madhyama Bhakti. Mediocre Bhakti. Innu Bhagavani Teri Lavanaki. He want to accomplish Bhagavan only. Whereas Jnani Bhakti is Uttama Bhakti. Jnani Bhakti is Uttama Bhakti, the best devotion. Now look, let us read the next shloka, what Bhagavan says. Tesham Jnani Nitya Yukta. Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate.
Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate.
Priyo hi Jnani Notyartham.
Priyo hi Jnani Notyartham.
Aham Sacha Mama Priyaham.
Aham Sacha Mama Priyaham.
Very, very nice, important shlokas. All important, you can mark, very, very important. Tesham, among these four bhaktas, Tesham means among these artha, arthi, jignasu, jnani, bhaktas, Chaturunam madhye, nirdharane shashti, Chaturunam madhye, jnani, Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhaktihi Visishyate Jnani Bhakta. Jnani means Tattvavit, the knower of reality. Jnanam of what? Jnanam of Ishvara. Full and full Jnana. Tattvavit, knower of reality. The wise man, Ityarthaha. The knower of reality, the man of knowledge. What is he? Nitya Yuktaha. Nitya Yuktaha means who is ever steadfast. Ishvara Nishtaha. Who is constantly abiding in the Lord, higher nature. Nitya Yuktaha. In if you have any English book what I have given, Nityuktaha, it is there, so please correct it. In English book, if you have any one of Nitya Yuktaha, that is. Suppose any printing mistake is there, you please correct. Nitya Yuktaha, ever steadfast. Not only that, Eka Bhaktihi. Eka Bhakti means Advaita Bhaktihi, non-dual. Bhakti, devotion upon that non-dual nature. Jnani Bhakti is called devotion upon that non-dual Atma Swarupam. Advaita Bhakti, one-pointed. Eka Bhakti means one-pointed devotion. One who has undivided devotion. Undivided means he sees everything is Ishvara. Why? For example, Tarangam, you know Tarangam? In Tamil, Sanskrit, you know that Tarangam means wave. Wave, Tarangam, Jalamayam. Tarangam, in Tarangam, what is there? Wave. That's why the Jalataranga ni chulluva. In the Jalataranga vaidyam, no? They put water in that. When he is playing, the Tarangam waves will come. That is called Jalataranga ni peru. So Tarangam Jalamayam. Jalamayam na full of water only. What about Avaranam? Avaranam Swarnamayam. Tarangam Jalamayam, Abharanam Swarnamayam, Sarvam Ishwaramayam. Eppadi oru Abharanam vandu full and full gold, Swarnamayam, தரங்கம் வேவ் வந்து ஜலமயம், ஃபுல் அண்ட் ஃபுல் வாட்டர். வாட் அபவுட் தி சர்வம், எவ்ரி திங் ஈஸ்வரமயம். தட் இஸ் கால்டு ஏகபக்தி. ஹூ இஸ் தட் ஈஸ்வரா? பராப்ரக்ருதி ஈஸ்வரா, ஹூ இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ். காட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட், காட் கிரியேட்டட் த வேர்ல்ட், காட் பிகேம் த வேர்ல்ட். நோட் டவுன் ஃபோர் பாயிண்ட்ஸ். ஹவ் ஹீ நோஸ் காட்? காட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட், காட் இஸ் தேர். பாயிண்ட் நம்பர் ஒன், பகவான் இருக்காரா இல்லையா? இருக்கார், கடவுள் இருக்கார். காட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். Then that existed God alone, God created the world. God created the world. Srishti karanam, God created the world. Yes? Yes? Why? We have not created. You have not created. I have not created. Somebody might have created. Who is that somebody? Ishvara. God created the world. That's why God means, G stands for generator. O stands for ordainer. D stands for destroyer. Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karakaha. Ishwaraha, Paramatma. When he is doing creation, G stands for generator. We have given one name. What is that name? Brahma. Brahmaji. Four-headed Brahmaji. That's why Brahmaji need not do neck movements. He cannot do neck movements. Thank God. Now you are happy with having one head or not? Happy. Enna kaluthu vali vanda avaru neck movements e panna mudiyadhu. Enna endha pakkam paathalum thala naalu pakkama eppadi move panna mudiyum? Front, back, right, left. So four headed Brahmaji. Ishwara is called four-headed Brahmaji when he is like a creator, when he is doing creation work. Same Parameshwara doing the job of sustenance. After creating, he has to maintain the creation. Sustenance, his name is what? Vishnu. Sarvam veveshti iti Vishnu. So Vishnu. Same one Parameshwara, different name. Like one woman get mother name and daughter name, mother-in-law name, all these names. Like Bhagavan also have, while he is taking, dissolving everything, whole creation into him, what is his name? Laya, Shiva. Shiva. So, when I call Ishvara means Parameshwara. When I call Shiva means Layakarta. Srishti Sthiti Layakarta, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, three of them are none other than one Parameshwara. So God became the world. God created the five elements. With those five elements, He created the universe with the help of Maya, His Maya Shakti. God became the world. Since God became the world, world is nothing but God. What is the fourth statement? World is nothing but God. Come on, repeat four statements once again. This is not discourse, this is a class. Okay. When I ask only, you have to utter. நீங்கள் பாட்டுக்கு நீங்கள் சொல்லிகிட்டே இருக்கக்கூடாது. ஓகே சுவாமினி இது ஆஸ்கிங்னு எப்பவுமே பேசக்கூடாது. நான் கேட்டால் தான் பேசணும். அதர் டைமிங்ஸ் ஆர் சைலண்ட். வாட் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் ஒன்? God exists. Second, God created the world. Third, God became the world. Fourth one, God, world is nothing but God. Whoever knows this is called Eka Bhakti. World is nothing but God. What is there? Everything is God. There is nothing other than God. காணுமேன ஜானிக்கு தான் தெரியும் அப்பா, எல்லாருக்கும் தெரியாது. யூ ஹாவ் டு பிகம் ஜானதங்கம். யூ ஹாவ் டு பிகம் ஜானதங்கம் அப்போதான் அந்த புரியும் என்னார். ஸோ தேஷாம் ஜானி நித்தியயுக்தா ஏகபக்தி. ஸோ வாட்டன்னா
Krishna says, remember, visishyate, he excels, he surpasses, he is the best bhakta, he is the greatest bhakta. Visishyate means what? Excels, surpasses, or superior, greatest bhakta. Therefore, what? Atyartham jnaninaha artyartham aham priyaha. Why he is superior? Why he is so greatest bhakta? Because I am dearest for him. Aham, I am. Atyartham priyaha jnaninaha. For wise people, why they are visishyate, Arjuna? Why I am telling they are superior? Why they are only excels? Why they are surpasses by all people? No, because aham, I am, jnaninaha, for wise people, atyartham priyaha. I am the dearest for them. That means I am very, very priyaha, atyartham, very anartham, very much. Priyaha means dear. I am very much dear for them. Dear, dear. Wife is next only. Husband is next only. Idu veetukku poi solladhuvo. Krishna sonnaru ani cheppana they will stop. Krishna vellila anupiduva. For a jnani, wise people, I am very dear to them. Jnani naha means for wise people. Atyartham priya means absolutely dear. I am dear to them. Therefore what? They are dear to me. Since I am dear, very dear to them, naturally, they are dear to me. That's what he says. Saha jnani mama priyahana. Saha jnani, that wise person, he is very dear, he is very dear to me. Now you know who is dear to Bhagavan? Artha Bhakta? No. Artharthi Bhakta? No. Jignasu Bhakta? No. Jnani Bhakta. Who is Jnani Bhakta? Who understands Aham Brahmasmi? That Aham Brahma is non-separate from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not separate from me. He can never see Bhagavan as a different object. Not even inside. Kadavullan kuda illa. Ennudaiya unmayana swaroopam. Kadavulludaiya unmayana swaroopam. Nanu, I am not different from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not different from me. That means what? He is ever bhakta. Not only doing morning, afternoon, evening puja time. At what time this jnani is bhakta? Tell me now. Artha bhakta is a bhakta when he is in crisis. Artharthi bhakta is a bhakta when he wants to get something. Jignasu bhakta is also trying, struggling to get to that Bhagavan. Jnani bhakta when he is bhakta. All the time. But from Artha Bhakta one has to become Artharthi Bhakta. From Artharthi one can become Jignasu Bhakta. From Jignasu Bhakti one can become Jnani Bhakta. Understand? Suppose I am in Artha Bhakti, I am worshipping Bhagavan in crisis. Let us become Artharthi Bhakta. If I am already Artharthi Bhakta, let me become Jignasu Bhakta. Becoming Jignasu Bhakti means what? Attending Bhagavad Gita class on Wednesday. Wednesday is called Jignasu Bhakti. Now you are all what? Appa. Jignasu Bhaktas. Promoted. You are not Manda Bhaktas. Yes? Now you are all have got promotion. Madhyama Bhakti. You are almost near to Uttama Bhakti. Jnani Bhakti is called Uttama Bhakti. How fortunate you are, you see. You are would-be Jnanis. would be jnanis are as good as dear to Bhagavan. If I say you don't believe in my words, Bhagavan words. So look at the shloka. Tesham jnani nitya yuktaha yeka bhaktir visishyate priyohi jnaninotyartham aham saha mama priyahana. Now you see how fortunate we are. Understand? Are you fortunate or not now? To understand you are fortunate, you have to study 16th sloka, 17th sloka. Now you thank that Lord by for giving this opportunity of studying Shastra. Thank to all our rishis. Next shloka. Now next one question comes. Bhagavan is partial. జ్ఞాని భక్తన్న ఎనకు ప్రియమని చెల్లిటర్ సహా మమ ప్రియ భగవాన్ సేస్ ఈస్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ పార్షియల్ షోయింగ్ పార్షియాలిటీ పక్షపాత బుద్ధి ఇక భగవానికి జ్ఞాని భక్తన్ మాత్రమే ఎనకు ప్రియన్ వాటబోట్ ఆర్థభక్త అర్థార్థి భక్త జిజ్ఞాస భక్త ఆర్ దే నాట్ డియర్ టు భగవాన్ భగవాన్ సేస్ నో 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 ఇట్స్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్ ఆల్ ఆర్ డియర్ టు మీ బట్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ డియరెస్ట్ టు మీ అని చూడరు అంత అమ్మ ఎప్పుడే చొల్వా కొడంద పాతటి ఇన్న కన్న అని చూడని ఇంత కొడంద ఎడత ఉడనే నాను కూడా అంత కొడంద వరువా పారుగో దిస్ మదర్ హగ్స్ దిస్ బేబీ అంత కొడంద కూడానే పాతయా ఉనకు ఎప్పమే అవనదా యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ లవింగ్ హిమ్ అని ఇల్లే కన్నడా నీయా కూడా అని చూడ అంత అమ్మ షీ ఆల్సో ఎంబ్రేస్ దట్ చైల్డ్ అదే మాదిరి భగవాన్ కూడా ఉదార సర్వై వైతే జ్ఞాని త్వాత్మైవ మే మతం ఆస్థిత సహి యుక్తాత్మా మామేవానుత్తమం గతిం. Lord Krishna answering a question. Are they not beloved to Bhagavan? If you ask a question, are they not means who are they? Artha Bhakta. Then? Artharthi Bhakta. Then? Jignasu Bhakta. Are they not beloved, dear to Bhagavan? Bhagavan says, Sarva, Ete Sarve, all of them, Udaraha. They are all dear to me, they are certainly noble. Udaraha means utkrishtaha. Artha Bhakta is also, Prahlada is also a great Bhakta. Vibhishana also a great Bhakta. Shabari is also a great Bhakta. So many Bhaktas are there. Bhakta Vijayamane nama padikaram, illiyo. Udaraha means noble. Artharthi Bhakta also noble because he is doing lot of puja. This homa, this puja, that puja, daily worshipping the Lord. Ennamo endanda archana ella pandra. For what? So many things to get. Bhagavaniki ennena naivedyam ella pandra. Bhagavaniki ella kiritam ella kekkana, tanga kiritam, jewels, diamonds ella vechi Bhagavaniki idella panni kudukrane. Yaru Artharthi Bhakta. And the Perumaniki ella eppadi varade? Koti kanakkala panam varade. డైలీ క్రోర్స్ అండ్ క్రోర్స్ వరదు ఎవరికి అండ్ కానుక ఎల్లమే. సో ఉదారాహ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ నోబుల్. వితౌట్ నోబుల్ హార్ట్ హౌ ఏ పర్సన్ క్యాన్ డ్రాప్ దట్ మచ్ క్రోర్స్ అండ్ క్రోర్స్ ఆఫ్ మనీ. ఉదారాహ నోబుల్ ది ఆర్తభక్త ఆల్సో జస్ట్ రిమెంబరింగ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ నోబుల్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ జిజ్ఞాసు భక్త ఈజ్ ఆల్సో spending committed to know the Bhagavan only. Udaraha sarve ete, sarve ete, all these devotees for me, they are all no one is undesirable. Adha sarve ete udaraha, they are all noble. No bhakta is undesirable to me. இந்த பக்தன் எனக்கு பிடிக்கல, இந்த பக்தன் சரியாக காணுக்கே கொடுக்கறதில்லை, இந்த பக்தன் நிறைய நைவேத்தியமே வைக்கிறதில்லை, அந்த மாதிரி ஒன்றுமே கிடையாது எனக்கு. பத்திரம் புஷ்பம் பலம் தோயம் எது கொடுத்தாலும் நான் சாப்பிடுவேன், I am not demanding anything. I cannot command. I am not able to demand because I am God. What to do? Helplessly, I have to take care of them. Sarve yete are desirable to me only. But jnani tu, the tukara means what? The tu shabda, however, means what? To distinguish jnani from these three. All these three are also good, noble. But enakku koncham and amma ku eppadina inda oru chinna last kodan irukkena avan mela konjam extra care irukum avar mela konjam passion jaasti adhe ennamo theriyala edukena nee kekkada adhukku appadi da oru thaayikku adhu oru passion enna ellar mela irukum prema illamal illa analu oru kulandham inda mathram konjam extra irukum adhu yaarukku theriyadhu அது எப்படி சுவாமினி என்னார். அது அப்படி தான் இருக்கலாம், இருக்கும் கொஞ்சம் எக்ஸ்ட்ரா. அது இருக்குமோ இல்லையோ பகவானுக்கு மாத்திரம் சொல்கிறாரு. ஜ்ஞானி தூ ஆத்மா ஏவ, பிகாஸ் ஒன் சைல்ட் இஸ் தட் அம்மா தான் எப்போவுமே வேணும். அனதர் சைல்ட் கோஸ் ஃபார் மெனி திங்ஸ், ஹி நெவர் டேக்ஸ் கேர் ஆஃப் த மதர். Emotional support. There are children, they provide money to the parents, clothes, house, whatever they want, they buy everything. But there is one child among four or five children, one child always take care of mother's emotions, understands. அம்மாக்கு என்ன வேணும் பேசுறது அம்மா கூட, not talking to the mother and taking care of the mother personally. That child is dear to the mother, not that son or daughter who gives a lot of money, things, comforts and all. But a son or daughter who comes and asks, how are you, what you need. அம்மாக்கு தேவையானதெல்லாம் பக்கத்தில் இருந்து யாரும் பண்ணுவானோ அந்த பையன் மேலே நார்மலாகவே கொஞ்சம் ஜாஸ்தியாக இருக்கும். ஏன்னா அம்மா பற்றியே திங்க் பண்ணிகிட்டே இருப்பான் எப்போவுமே. ஆனால் அதர் சில்ட்ரன் ஒன்ஸ் இன் ஏ வைல், monthly once, yearly once, they remember the mother, father. But this child, all the time. So now who is great? Like that, jnani tu atma eva. Because jnani knows his real nature is atma. I know I am atma. Therefore, jnani is Atma alone. Since I am Atma, Jnani is Atma, we both are not non-separate. We both are non-separate. Jnani knows my nature is Atma, I know Jnani's nature is Atma. Therefore, நாங்கள் ரெண்டு பேருக்கு தான் தெரியும், யாருக்குமே தெரியாது. இதெல்லாம் அப்படி கண்ணால் பார்த்துருப்போம். I know you, you know me. This is called God and Jnani's relation. It's no relation, okay? One, both are. Jnani tu atma eva me matam, I consider, this is my view. Atma eva, atma means what? Self, I myself. Jnani is I myself. Why? What is dear for you? Really speaking, what is dearest for you? Na, self-love is dearest. I love myself. Everyone love whom? No, Swami, I love my son. I love my daughter. I love my husband. Hey, first, before you are loving your son, your daughter and your husband, first you love yourself. How do you know? Your son or daughter, they are favorable to you, you love. If they are not favorable to you, you can never love. That means what? You love everyone as long as they are favorable to you, to yourself. Therefore, you love yourself first, then you love others. This is the fact. This is what our rishis have established.
ಆತ್ಮನಸ್ತು ಕಾಮಾಯ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಭವತಿ. ನಿಂಗೆ ಒತ್ತಿಕಿಟ್ಟಾನು ಒತ್ತಿಕಟ್ಟಾಲು ಕೂಡ ಇದಿದ ಉನ್ಮೈ. ಸೊ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲವ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಲವ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಲವ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಐ ಆಮ್. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಲವ್ಸ್ ಮೀ ಅಲೋನ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಆತ್ಮ, ಐ ಲವ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಐ ಲವ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಪುರಿಯದ ಲಾಜಿಕ್ ಪುರಿಯರ್ದ ನೆನಕರ ಅದು ಬಿಡ ಸೊಲ್ಲ ಮುಡಿಯಾದು. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ. ಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಯುಕ್ತ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ. ಯುಕ್ತ ಆತ್ಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಜ್ಞಾನೇನ ಯುಕ್ತ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಎಂಡೌಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಆತ್ಮಜ್ಞಾನಂ. ಹೌ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ ಅ, ಯು ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಥರೋಲಿ, ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಜ್ಞಾನೀತು ಆತ್ಮೈವ ಮೇ ಮತಂ ಅಹ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯ ಮಂತ್ರಂ ಮಾಮೇ ವೇ ಅನು ಉತ್ತಮಾಂಗತಿಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯ ಮಂತ್ರ. ಯುಕ್ತಾತ್ಮ ಸಹ ಆಸ್ಥಿತಃ ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಸಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮಾಮೇವ, ಹೀ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಸಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಅಲೋನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀ? ಅನುತ್ತಮಾಂ ಗತಿಂ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ ಗತಿ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಪಿತೃಗತಿ, ಹೀ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಶುಕ್ಲಗತಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಗತಿ, ನಥಿಂಗ್. ಹೀ ವಾಂಟ್ ಅಗತಿ, ಅಗತಿ ಅನ್ನೋ ನಾಟ್ ದುರ್ಗತಿ. ನೋ ದುರ್ಗತಿ, ನೋ ಶುಕ್ಲಗತಿ, ನೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣಗತಿ, ನೋ ಗತಿ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅನುತ್ತಮಾಂಗತಿ ನರ್. ಅನುತ್ತಮ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಉತ್ತಮ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಗತಿ. ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಉತ್ತಮ ಗತಿ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್, ಇದು ವಿಡ ವೇರೆ ಕಡಿಯಾದ ಇಂದ ಗತಿಯನ್ನ ಅಹಂ ಆತ್ಮ ಅಂಗ್ರ ಗತಿವಿನ ಅದದಾ ಗೋಲ್ ಗಮ್ಯಂ. ಅದರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಅನದರ್ ಗೋಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಮ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅನುತ್ತಮಾಂ ಗತಿಂ. ಮಾಂ ಏವ ಅನುತ್ತಮಾಂ ಗತಿಂ ಸಹ ಆಸ್ಥಿತಃ. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಸಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್? ಅಟೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ, ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವೇದಾಂತ, ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ವೆನ್ಸ್ಡೇ ಥರ್ಸ್ಡೇ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್? ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ಗುರು ಗುರು ಗುರು, ಗುರು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಗುರು ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ತವರ ಒಂದುಮೇ ಕಡೆಯಾದ. ಹೂ ಸೇಸ್? ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್.
ಬಹೂನಾಂ ಜನ್ಮ ನಾಮಂತೆ ಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಸರ್ವಮಿತಿ ಸ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ ಸುದುರ್ಲಭ.
ನಾವು ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೀಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ ಪಂಡ್ರಾರ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ. ಅರ್ಜುನ, ದಿಸ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಯರೆಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಪ್ರೇಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೀ. ಇಟ್ ಹೀ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಎ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಜನ್ಮಸ್. ಬಹೂನಾಂ ಜನ್ಮನಾಂ ಅಂತೆ. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ. ಆರ್ಥಭಕ್ತನ ಇರಿಂದೆ ಮುನ್ನಾಡಿ, ಅರ್ಥಾರ್ಧಿ ಭಕ್ತನ ಇರಿಂದೆ ಮುನ್ನಾಡಿ, ಅಪ್ರಂ ಜಿಜ್ಞಾಸು ಭಕ್ತನ ಇರಿಂದು 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 ಇಪ್ಪುದೋ ಇವನು ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಭಕ್ತನಾಯಿಟ. ಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಮಾನ್ ಪ್ರಪದ್ಯತೆ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಜನ್ಮಾಸ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್. ಲೇಟರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ ಟು ನೋ ಬೈ ಪುಣ್ಯ, ಪೂರ್ವಜನ್ಮ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪರಿಪಾಕ, ಹಿ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಬೋರ್ಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಒಂದಿಟ ಅನ್ನ ಹೆನ್ನೇ ಎನ್ನೈ ಪುರಿಂಚಿಕ್ರದಕ್ಕಾಗ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ಗೆ ಒಂದಿಟಾನ್. ವಾಸುದೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಇತಿ. ವಾಸುದೇವ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸಚ್ಚಿತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ಸ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ ಸುದುರ್ಲಭ, ವೆರಿ ರೇರ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಸಚ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಬಟ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿಂಗ್ ನಾಟ್ ದುರ್ಲಭ, ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಈಸಿಲಿ ನೌ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಮ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ನೌ ಇನ್ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ. ದೇ ಆರ್ studying. Now where is Krishna, you know? In this hall. Bhagavan is here. Krishna is looking at all of you because he wants to become one with you. And you want to know that Krishna's Atman nature. How to know? Bahunam Janmanamante, we have come all the way. Now make use of this class until we get Jnana Nishtha. Don't miss the class. Understand? So who is great Bhakta now? Jnani Bhakta. May you become a Jnani Bhakta. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.